Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Good morning to you. This is the Stutzman's Home and Garden Show. I'm Tony Deusing in for Dave Wilson, who is off today. Our lawn and garden expert is Jason French from Stutzman's Greenhouse. He will take your lawn and garden questions right here in our studio at 316-869-1330. Again, the questions can come to the number 316-869-1330. And a good morning to you, Jason. I don't know if fall is here just yet, because it felt like it a week or two ago, and now we're back into the 90s here in Kansas, summertime. So, but you got a lot going on at Stutzman's, right?
We do. And, you know, this time of year, we can kind of get some of those weird temperature swings that we get, you know, at the beginning of the season, late April and May. We're kind of bookending the season, and yeah, a little bit warmer in the last couple of days, but looks like just kind of gradually cooling through the week. Looks like mostly all 80s and then even some 70s for the high by the end of the week. So I think we maybe got a little spoiled being so far below average for so many days.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then kind of get warm again. So, but that's nice. I mean, you know, we like it. I did want to ask you about the plant of the month for Stutzman's, and that is the mum. I see there's an article on the Facebook page about growing and maintaining them. Tell me more about the mums and what you've got going on there at Stutzman's.
Yeah, you know, mums are the plant of the month, and real easy to find out plant of the month. If you are a member of the garden club, you would have got your September newsletter, you know, a week and a half ago or whatever, and that would have told you. And you can join the garden club just right there on our website, stutzmans.com. That top header will rotate around, and when you see the garden club, just click on that. And once a month, we'll send you an email with, well, it always has the plant of the month, but kind of what's happening at Stutzman's. There's a nice to-do list of different things that should happen that month. So good way to kind of stay in the know, up in the know. But as far as the mums go, yeah, they are a really, I think, a great plant. They're one of those ones, you know, as you know, they need the shorter days, the longer nights to come into flower. So, you know, here in this part of the world, it's a perfect fall plant and really been bred and chosen to have a lot of those great fall colors, the oranges, the reds, the yellows, and you know, whites, and those nice fall colors. But they are the type we grow, are all the garden or the hardy mums. So, you know, if we get them planted in the ground early enough for them to get kind of rooted in and all. They're a nice perennial in our gardens. They'll die back to the ground each year and then come back. But great plant, and you know, we do some different things with them in different sizes as well. One that's really kind of fun is some of our 12-inch, the large ones we do. They're called a mumbo instead of a combo, and they have usually three different colors in there that all grow about the same size and all bloom about the same time. So you can get some kind of neat multicolored pots of mums as well as just all the standard colors.
Yeah, and I did want to ask you also about, because we do like planting things year-round if we can, mums, of course. And what about pansies? Is this a good time to plant pansies?
Oh, pansies, they're a great time. Just have started coming into the stores. I think everybody has some now, but we'll have a couple more groups coming over the next several weeks. But pansies are a unique plant. They're an annual, which means they only live one season, but they are a cold hardy one as opposed to most of our other ones that are warm weather loving. So in the fall, if we plant pansies in the ground or a very large container, they're going to bloom, give you great color, you know, all through the fall, but they're also able to live through the winter and, you know, some warm spells. You may look out there and see a few blooms open on the pansies even during the winter time. But then very early in the spring, when it's too early to be putting anything new out and planting anything, those pansies, they're going to take off again and give you really great color early in the spring too. It's not until we start having, you know, upper 80s, 90 degree weather pretty regularly that then they kind of live up to their name pansy, because you think pansy is a weakling, but for cold, they are extremely cold hardy. But once they get, once it gets hot, they kind of get stretchy and are kind of done. But long time you can enjoy a pansy planting in the fall.
Mm-hmm. Yep, they're real pretty to have. So, you know, as we get closer to fall, you know, even into next month when we get into October, we start thinking about, well, you got the holiday at the end of the month, Halloween. You think about pumpkins and gourds and things to put on your porch. Well, can I find that at Stutzman's if I come over?
Yeah, we have a great selection, and you know, all of those things are all locally sourced. So we have a couple of places, you know, one's just right here in St. John where we get a lot of our pumpkins and things from, and the corn shocks grown right close to our Pleasant View location, and kind of same with the straw bales, and so kind of a neat way to kind of support a little bit of local business as well. But yeah, all of those things available in our stores, good selection of whether you're looking for a jack-o'-lantern type pumpkin or all of the weird different colors and shaped ones or the smaller gourds, more ornamental types, but good selection of all of those. And that kind of keeps changing, you know, over the next month, month and a half, as different varieties start to ripen, then they kind of show up in that mix as well.
This is the Stutzman's Home and Garden Show. Our lawn and garden expert is Jason French from Stutzman's Greenhouse. If you have a question you want to ask, call us up at 316-869-1330. That's 316-869-1330. Okay, Jason, I wanted to ask you about perennials. And I know about this time where we start thinking about maybe cutting them back, you know, they'll come back next year, but I think it's a good idea to cut them back, right? And is that, how do we do that?
You know, we do start doing some of that this time of year. Some of the varieties will wait a little bit later on, and then there's a few shrubs and bushes that we don't prune until after they bloom in the spring. And actually, if you go to Stutzman's.com, there's a article about the ones not to prune. But as far as perennials and things, this time of year, September is when we kind of start doing some of that. And the first ones we think about are two pretty popular perennials, the iris and the peony. And, you know, start with the iris. They grow from, it's called a rhizome. It's a big, fat, root-like structure. It's not a bulb. It's not a stem. It's kind of a modified root. Well, that grows right at the surface area. And so a lot of times if we've had an iris patch for a long time, those big, thick rhizomes at the surface get really tight and they kind of crowd our iris and they're not able to bloom as well and as freely as they used to. So, you know, this time of year we'd want to trim that foliage back, leave a little flag on each one, maybe, you know, 6 inches tall or something. But then we can dig up that clump and see what we're doing and kind of divide it up into some smaller chunks again and replant those. And, you know, either in the same spot or you can share them with people or start a new bed. But doing that occasionally will really let them be able to grow a lot more vigorously, and you'll get a lot more flower power out of the iris. So that's one of the ones you can do now. The other one is the peony. And, you know, as we get into late summer, early fall, a lot of our foliage on the peony starts to kind of look bad, and we get black spots, and it's starting to die off. So, you know, once that begins to happen, it's time to trim them back. And those, that whole top will die off in winter anyway. So we want to trim them fairly close to the ground. We don't want to get below ground or anything, but fairly close. And then a couple of different reasons we may want to replant those. One, if your patch is just getting big or in the wrong spot or something like that, we can divide them. You know, we'll dig the plant up. And when you dig it up, you're going to find a really big root that all of those leaf stems you trimmed off of come out of. And so when we divide that up, we want to leave at least three of those areas where those leaves came up off of it. That way it's a big enough chunk that it'll be able to bloom either the next year or the next year. If we go too small, the plant has to get a certain maturity before it blooms well. And so not that it would die, but it's going to have to grow a few seasons. So leave the chunks pretty big if possible. But the other reason we sometimes do this is I'll have people tell me, you know, my peony used to bloom great and, you know, nothing's really changed. It still gets all the sun and everything. I just don't get the bloom out of it I used to. The foliage is great. Well, one thing peonies are real sensitive about is that big root stem I was talking about getting too deep. And if, you know, from leaf debris and thyme and everything else, that plant kind of either gets stuff built up on it or kind of sinks and settles down. It's able to push up that big stem that makes the leaf, but it doesn't have the vigor and strength to bloom real well. And so this time of year, again, a lot of people, if they've had that issue, will just trim the foliage back, dig, you know, the clump up, and you can kind of pull some soil back and see where that root is that those leaves came up out of. And we really only want that a couple of inches below the surface at the most, inch and a half, 2 inches deep. And if we replant that at the correct layer and, you know, put some soil down under it, it'll be able to have that vigor and nice growth that we want. Now, you can put mulch back on top of it. The mulch doesn't really count as being planted too deep. So, I mean, that's okay on top of that. But we want to make sure that we get that big root at the right level.
Okay, yeah, very good idea. A best time to cut perennials and how to do them around this time of the year. This is the Stutzman's Home and Garden Show here on KNS as we broadcast from Wichita. Our lawn and garden expert is Jason French from Stutzman's Greenhouse. Taking your garden questions, if you'd like to give us a call at 316-869-1330. I'm going to stay on perennials for just a bit with a little problem. What is that white coating that we sometimes see on the leaves of perennials? Is that okay, or can we make it go away?
Yeah, and we'll occasionally start seeing that this time of year on some plants. Peonies sometimes get that. Pretty common on lilacs. You'll see it on a few other things, but it's powdery mildew. And that has to do with, it's a fungus, and that has to do with, you know, air circulation, temperature and moisture, humidity. And so, you know, some of those areas we've been kind of damp in and it develops a little bit more. Some of it just is going to depend on how big of an issue it is. If, you know, there's some on my peony, well, I'm going to clip all that foliage off down to the ground. I just want to be sure and clean it up and throw that away. Other plants, you know, lilacs and things, if it looks like it's getting a moderate case of it to a severe case, you know, we may want to spray with a fungicide. Liquid copper works pretty well. There's several other ones we can do for it. And what that'll do, that'll just stop it from spreading. Causing a little leaf drop this time of year from mildew, you know, isn't a huge issue. They're going to drop leaves anyway. But if you get a very bad case of it, that mildew actually, where it's covering that leaf, is going to block the sunlight from getting to that leaf. And, you know, we're wanting those plants to get all the light they can. They're making nutrients and storing things down to the root for winter time. And so, you know, if we get too much of that covered up, it can kind of weaken the plant and all. And again, even with woody plants like that, if we've had a problem with it, you know, might be a good idea to rake or use a blower, get those leaves out from under it and clean them up just so we don't have those fungal spores under there, you know, percolating for next year.
All right. Very good idea. This is the Stutzman's Home and Garden Show with our lawn and garden expert from Stutzman's, Jason French. And Jason, I know we've got the website, Stutzman's.com, real easy, Stutzman's.com, Stutzman's.com. And on there, I see there's an article, Jason's Grass Seeding Tips. Fall is a great time to overseed. Maybe tell us a little bit what we're going to read in that article when we go looking for it.
Yeah, fall is a really a great time to be overseeding our lawns. Starting in September, and you know, an overseed is good every few seasons, even on a healthy lawn. We're always getting new varieties of grass, things that are more resistant to disease and drought. They're all going to match your lawn. They're all going to be that turf type fescue, but introducing some of those new varieties is helpful. And then a lot of times this time of year, we see the damage, you know, that our lawn went through in the summer, whether it was, you know, drought damage or you know, insect damage. We had some army worms, or maybe the dogs just tore it up over the year and we need to overseed a little bit. Well, perfect time for doing that. An overseed, you know, it isn't real elaborate. We want to rough up the surface of the grass where we're putting it if we can. We're going to broadcast that seed over that area and use a little bit of a starter or new lawn fertilizer, just because once that seed emerges and starts to go in the soil, there's not a lot of existing nutrients right at that level for it. So a little bit of that will help. And then we're going to want to do some regular smaller waterings, but maybe a couple of times a day even, just to keep that top little inch, half inch of soil from drying out too much until that grass gets into it. And excuse me, by the time you start seeing that grass, you know, we can start backing it off a little bit. And in the process of about 2 or 3 weeks of that, you'll have it back down to where you're watering it more like your regular grass. But that's perfect for thickening in, adding new varieties. Now, if you have big bare areas and we need to, you know, reseed, that's a little more involved. You'll probably want to get a slice seeder or something along those lines to work that soil and apply that seed a little more uniformly and a little more, probably a little thicker than on an overseed. But perfect time to be doing this. We've got nice warm soil. We have sun and warm during the day, but we get these cooler nights. So perfect for seed germinating.
Yeah, exactly. And of course, something I've learned over the years and you've talked about is keeping the soil moist to, you know, when the grass to try to get the grass to start growing, you know. So you know, that's a big thing. So.
And you know, a lot of people think they have to put tons of water to it to get grass to grow, and you know, I don't want all that expense and all. Well, you're probably not going to put any more water to it than if you did two or three deep waterings during the week like you normally would. These are going to be smaller, just, you know, 10 or 15 minutes maybe just to wet that top area. You know, there's no grass, new grass root any deeper than that. So that frequent watering, you know, we don't need to put tons of water to it, but it is real important to keep that surface from getting too dry.
And Jason, I did want to ask you about what's the best strategy for weed control as we get closer to the fall?
You know, weed control in the fall, perfect time for that again. You know, our day length and our temperature kind of mimic, you know, about May when a lot of these things were really growing, and a lot of them really start to grow now. That Weed Beater Ultra, still a very good weed spray to use for those leafy weeds. And especially if you're going to overseed or reseed, you know, week or 10 days beforehand, you know, I'd want to go ahead and spray all my weeds and get as much of that cleared out of there as you can. Because once you put your seed down, we really can't spray for weeds again until we've mowed that grass a couple of times. So getting them cleared out there ahead of time will let your grass, you know, get a much better stand. But even on grass, we're not doing that too. Really a good time. These plants are active. This year, we haven't had a huge amount of drought stress, so the weeds are pretty green, pretty healthy. And that's what you really want when you're spraying, because they're active. They're going to absorb that. It's going to work much quicker and much more effectively on that. And I know this time of year we see some of the dandelion foliage poking up through there. That would work well for. The other one I see that likes to make a comeback in the fall is clover. And that Weed Beater Ultra seems to do a really nice job on the clover as well.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is the Stutzman's Home and Garden Show. I'm Tony Dusing. Our lawn and garden expert is Jason French from Stutzman's Greenhouse. Jason, I did want to ask you about Stutzman's, and if I come over there this week, what plants are we buying this week at Stutzman's?
Oh, well, you know, of course, we've talked about mums already, but the asters are really beautiful. They're more of a true, like, K-State purple color right now in bloom, one of them. Perennial also, grown just like a mum. The pansies are looking really good. Flowering kale, that's a really neat plant if you haven't ever grown it. Very cold hardy and will give you some neat color until at least probably Christmas time. So that's another one we don't always think about. And then, of course, you know, we're all always looking for a little bit of a deal. So, you know, depending on what location you go to, we do have some summer annuals that are still looking great with this weather, and maybe some a few perennials, perennial hibiscus, some of that kind of stuff. All of those summer items are going to be 50% off, so a chance to maybe add a perennial or two like that in with the rest of your stuff.
And Jason, I did want to ask you about your locations. Talk about that. I mean, there's locations all over. Tell me about the locations.
Yeah, you know, starting out west, and I know they're listening to us that direction right now, but out in Dodge City, we'd have a location, and then Pratt and Great Bend, and then, of course, Pleasant View, just west of Hutchinson on Highway 50. That's our main location here, and that's where we grow all the things as well. We have a location on the north side of Hutchinson, up in McPherson, Salina. Coming back south, we would go through Newton. And then as we get into Wichita, we have the west side, 13th and Tyler. We have our Rock Road location just north of 96 there. And then Cambridge Marketplace on Webb there, we would have a location. And then if you're heading down south, down in Derby, we also have a location. So should have one not too far away from you, if you can hear me.
Yeah, that's very convenient. This is the Stutzman's Home and Garden Show here on KNSS. Now, on the website, I did see that link to the Garden Club. We talked a little bit about it. Tell us about the benefits of joining the Garden Club on the Stutzman's website.
Yeah, you know, you're going to get a lot of information once a month. It's a newsletter we email you, and we talked about the plant of the month, but all the different to-do things, all the different things going on with Stutzman's, so that's a good way to stay in the know. One of the other benefits would be when we do different sales and specials, we always let the Garden Club know ahead of time, so you'd be the first ones to know. A lot of times we'll do couple of times a year, we'll do a special that might just be for the Garden Club. So that's always kind of a bonus. And, you know, just for signing up, if you're not a member, we're going to send you a coupon for $5 off a $25 purchase. So a little perk there just for signing up. But yeah, it's as easy as Stutzman's.com. You can do it right there. Or if you're out shopping this weekend, we can sign you up at any of the locations.
And I am looking at that website, Stutzman's.com. It's really easy. You guys got a really easy website, Stutzman's.com. A lot of things you can see on there, cool articles, signing up for the Garden Club. How can I get a hold of Stutzman's if I have a question during the week? I know you have ways of doing that, Jason.
We do, and you know, you might be out the rest of this weekend doing something and come across either, wow, that's really cool, I wonder what that is, or, ooh, I got a problem. Best way to take care of that during the week, drop me an email, and my email is the word Stutzman's, it's questions at Stutzman's.com, and you can include a photo with that. I'd be glad to get back with you. Or if you're on the Stutzman's.com website, right at the top of the page is a little link you can click on that'll open my email. But always glad to help people out with that any way we can to get you all the information to succeed.
Yeah, that's a nice service you guys do for those of us here in Kansas, the Stutzman's Home and Garden Show with our lawn and garden expert, Jason French. Jason, I appreciate you being on with us. And we look forward to talking to you again the same time next week. This is the Stutzman's Home and Garden Show. We're broadcast out of Wichita at KNSS Radio. I'm Tony Dusing. And thank you to our lawn and garden expert from Stutzman's, Jason French. Have a good day.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.